Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes and water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
All right, we're back. Hockey Dudes episode. Not gonna lie, not a great start to the day. Woke up and threw my contacts in, or so I thought. And then I got on the road and I did the thing where I realized, holy F, my vision is like the blurriest it could possibly be. I just see blobs. I can't see anything. What's going on? I feel like I could see, I could feel the contact in my eye. So I know at least one of them is in. And so I'm sitting there like, oh, I know the issue. I got the one in, but it's in my left eye. My dominant eye is my right eye, and my right one is not in. Okay, this is fine. We've been through this before. It's just, it's basically don't interact with anybody kind of day, because I feel like if I can't see your face, if I'm just looking at a blurry face when I'm talking to you, I don't know what you're saying. You might as well be speaking Chinese, because there's absolutely no way I'm picking anything up. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't see. Like, I don't know. I'm just that kind of a person. I need to be looking at someone's face to understand what they're saying. So I'm just huddled up here in the edit bay, which is fine. It is what it is. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So that's great. Bad games last night that I picked. Horrible. A day that I was so confident in. I was so ready to believe that it was my day and I was going to hit a three-team parlay. But hey, I mean, listen, you guys probably didn't come here to listen to all my bad beats last night, but I'll just go over them. First of all, the Flyers didn't cover the puck line in my parlay, and then the Kings and Sharks both went down. Kings went down to the Avs, and the Sharks went down to the Kraken. I kind of deserved everything I got. I should have read a little closer into each game. I should have realized that, one, Buffalo's stolen a lot of coin from people all year. They've been little coin stealers. They actually stole money from me when they came back on the Sharks, when I had the Sharks minus a goal and a half earlier in the season. And then, so I remembered that specifically, that Buffalo made this tremendous comeback. And I should have also paid closer attention to the fact that the Stars are playing Braden Holtby, because they scored five goals. They won 5-4. They won the game. Five goals should cover against the Buffalo Sabres. You should not allow the Buffalo Sabres to score more than three goals. They did, and Braden Holtby did, and he's not that good, so that's tough to watch. But and then the second game, I just simply bet against the Avalanche. I will not be doing that anymore. That was dumb. They didn't even have their main guys pop off for him. I saw Kiefer Sherwood got a goal, his like fourth NHL career goal or something like that. He's in single digits in his NHL career goal. So he just was given a pizza in front of the net, and he smacked one. And it was Sean McDonough and Ray Ferraro on the call last night for that game, and that was pretty good. I did enjoy that game, actually. That was the most enjoyable of all the L's that I took. I mean, the Kings were wearing their just beautiful, their throwback white jerseys, which I love the white jerseys at home. The Kings have kind of been doing that all year. They were wearing their white jerseys at home. They had their nice chrome helmets. It actually is a look that is starting to stick with me. Now they play awful in them. They can't do anything. They don't know how to get pucks towards the net. And even when they're on the power play looks decent. They had a power play goal last night, but it is still just kind of Anze Kopitar out there just trying to do all the work. I mean, Dustin Brown, he can't catch a pass to save his life. So there's your report on the Kings. Avs get it done by way of that one dude that they picked up from the Flyers off waivers. He came out of the penalty box. So, like, they didn't even have their wagon scoring goals for him. They still were able to beat the LA Kings on a back-to-back night. So that was just awful of me. And then I talked really bad about the Kraken yesterday on the podcast. Really, 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 really bad. And I really, really talked up the Sharks way too highly. And honestly, the Kraken just played a good game. I still believe in the Sharks. I still like what I see offensive upside. I mean, Timo Meier, he's still just electric. When he's on the ice, he's hunting for points, right? Like, you can just tell he smells blood in the water, if you will, as a Sharks reference there. And but Brett Burns, I think Burns has maybe slowed down like a ton. Like the dude just was incapable of keeping a single puck in the zone. And the Sharks had like 6 power plays. 4, I think, in the third period. And they still couldn't win the game against the Kraken. So that's just not a good look. But credit the Kraken, credit Philip Grubauer. Great on you. And yeah, that's Kraken hockey, I guess. So I'll just suck on that for a while. I don't know what the Herb Brooks equivalent of gambling is, where like I'll have to like do sprints back and forth all night until just again. I don't know what that is. I don't know if I have to punish myself. I need a gambling coach. I need somebody to be like, hey, watch this 3-minute recap of the Sharks Kraken game over and over and over and over and over and over again. Again, I like that, the video ends again, hit the restart. Maybe that's what I have to do to get back on track gambling. I do have a ton of picks that I'll be giving out at the end of this. I will not give up. I will continue to, fight. I will continue to scrap. And I have another 3-team parlay tonight. This one I feel good about. And it involves the game that we'll talk about tonight, Blue Jackets and Penguins. Blue Jackets, they made me very happy last night. I should have bet on them. I should have seen clearly that, the Flyers coming into last night's game had lost 5 or 6 games in a row. The Jackets were ahead of the Flyers in points. Jakub Voracek was making a return to the lineup, and he was making a return to Philadelphia where he played his last 10 years. Elvis was going to be in net. Elvis has been fantastic for the Blue Jackets. And I blew it. I didn't bet on the Blue Jackets. I still had tons of fun watching them. And I'm going to say this, just a couple notes. One, I was correct about Sean Crowley. Like, that guy needs to get more time. I don't know what it is about the way that he plays. He just plays with this, like, honey badger mentality where he's just going to try to be involved in every single puck battle. He's not going to let any single one of his players hang out there to dry as a center. He's going to fly around. Now, I don't know if he was playing center last night. I know there was a couple on the Bjorkstrand goal, he was on the ice too with Boone Jenner. But again, the 2 goals that the Jackets scored, the 2 goals that the Jackets scored, Boone Jenner was involved in. So of course, he is proven to me that he can be a top 2 centerman in this league without a doubt. He has absolutely proven that. I have no worries about him. He's just involved in every play, and he does have an offensive mind. As much as I hate to say it, because he doesn't come off as that kind of guy. It's not like he carries a lot of like puck handling skill with him. He just knows how to get in the dirty areas, Boone Jenner does, and to win pucks and win them out to guys. And that's very valuable for the Jackets. They actually really, really need that. He's been that guy his whole career. And then he also this year, now that he put the C on his chest, has been just getting down in the dirty areas and just slamming home tap-ins, which he loves to do. He didn't have any last night. It was Bjorkstrand off the turnover and Line A with his nice little snipe that Boone Jenner won the puck off the boards, got over to Line A, and he picked a corner on Carter Hart, if you will. So Carter Hart. It was a great game. And, like I said, Sean Crowley, he's been fantastic, right? Like, he's just he's strong on the penalty kill. He is disruptive in front of the net. Like, he's able to prevent guys from really secure, like getting any tapping goals. There were multiple plays last night where him as a forward is coming down and just playing defense and picking up the slack on the defense for the defenseman. And I know there are some people out there that think like Zach Werenski plays sloppy defense. Listen, Zach Werenski, he doesn't play shut down defense like Victor Hedman does or like Seth Jones did, but he still plays some pretty damn good defense. Like, yes, there are times where Zach Werenski is going to get beat like any good defensive back in the NFL. Here's your football reference for you for the day. They're going to get beat on plays, right? They're not going to be perfect, and you can't just pick those plays and just be like, oh, well, they suck. Well, no, Zach Werenski does play good defense. But then Sean Crowley also, like, he's a forward who, yes, he doesn't give you much offensive upside, but he can come down and he knows how to play the position. He knows how to play hockey. He brings a certain side of grit to you that is very exciting to watch. And he's kind of like towards his perfect player, right? Like, he's just always going to play defense no matter what. Like, really good effing defense. That's what Sean Corrali does. That's why he has a plus minus of, I think, 9 now, because he was involved in that first goal and he wasn't on the ice when the Flyers scored their one goal. So, yeah, 2-1 victory last night. The other big thing, that it was kind of a slow game, to be honest. I appreciated it as a Jackets fan, just watching us not suck and to kind of suffocate the Flyers offense. That was great to watch. I understand why some people who aren't Jackets fans, maybe who were betting on that game, like if you had the over in that game, I mean, that was the most dead over of all time. And so I understand why maybe some people weren't as heavily locked into that game, but I was locked in. Jackets looked fantastic. Just anytime you get a W, I'm going to say the Jackets look fantastic. And Gavin Bayreuther. I'll say something nice here about Gavin Bayreuther. I noticed you. I definitely think your hit on Lindholm should have been a penalty. I mean, it was not his initial hit. His initial hit was clean. I don't think that's what they called the penalty, but then he took a cross check in the back too. I don't remember who. And then he was kind of on his way from falling down. He cross-checked Oscar Lindholm in his face, in the back of his head. That's a no-no. That's a penalty like every time. So I had no problem with that there. And then he faced the wrath for it. He fought Lofton and Scott Lofton. And actually, Bayreuther landed a nice hook on him. And then he just dipped. He landed a nice little hook on Oscar Lofton, and then he just fell to the ground. Or Scott Lofton, and then he just fell to the ground. So, but I'll say this about Gavin Bayreuther. I noticed you. So that was a dub. That was a dub there for old Gavvy Bay. Blue Jackets play the Penguins later tonight in the Schwied. And Penguins are coming off a 6-4 victory against Ottawa last night. Listen, I can't sit here and actually expect the Jackets to win this game. I've come on this podcast many a time and have predicted 3-2, 7-1 victories against the Penguins, mostly. Pretty much every time that the Jackets play the Penguins, I take the Jackets to win. I'm not gonna pain you guys here. I'm not gonna sit here and try to convince you guys that this Blue Jackets team will beat this Penguins team at home, even though the Blue Jackets have had a good record at home. 11-6-1 is pretty solid for a 500 hockey team. And it's definitely, like I said, I keep saying, they've made this little like nest here at home, this little burrow in the Schwied where it's just nice and safe. It's this good strong fortress, right? That they've been able to defend. But I think it's going to be tough against this Penguins team, because this Penguins team is very dynamic, very, very talented. They have a great road record, 13-5-3. They've won 3 in a row. They got Malkin, Crosby, Letang. Their lineup is pretty much fully stacked again, and they're scary. So, like they've always been, though. They've always been that for the Jackets. But I do think because this Jackets team is so fresh, so new, so many new faces, you maybe don't have, I don't know, I don't know. It's Brad Larsen's first time playing the Penguins, right? Like, this will be it. How will he coach his team up? This isn't a rivalry game anymore. The rivalry games for Brad Larsen are Ottawa for the Michael Delzato Bowl, who we haven't played yet. The window rivalry, which we swept the Seattle Kraken, and the Kraft Mac and Cheese Bowl, which you're up one game on. So Brad Larsen's 3-0 in rivalry games. I do not count this as a rivalry game. This is a David and Goliath matchup, to be completely frank. The Penguins are a very good hockey team, and you're kind of getting not good value on the Jackets if you bet them tonight. I think they're like plus like 220 on the money line. I'd more want like plus like 3-something for the Jackets on the money line tonight. So you are getting some decent value back betting the Penguins. I don't want to be that guy that likes to bet against my team. Ever like to be that guy that bets against my team. But I know that I cannot get on this podcast and predict a 7-2 or 7-1 or 3-2 victory tonight, I'm just going to get on this podcast and predict that the Penguins win. So that if the Blue Jackets win, y'all can thank me and be like, Hayden, so massive of you to step away from the situation and to bet on the Penguins. I'm betting on the Penguins tonight. And it's just a game that I don't plan on having my full-blown attention to. In fact, most of my attention tonight will be on Ohio State hockey. They play Michigan State. I have to work that game. So that my full devotion will be to that. And then I've also got some other games floating around. I think my parlay tonight also involves this is a little three-teamer, a little three-team parlay. Here, I got the Penguins against the Jackets. I like the Lightning against the Ducks out in L.A., and I like the Blues against the Kraken coming off a – the Kraken are coming off back-to-back nights, and they just kind of sold out for their win against the Sharks last night. Very emotional win. Again, I just talked a little bit about that. So that's what I like tonight. I'm gonna stick with that parlay. I'm going to rock with that and see how that goes. And, yeah, that'll pretty much do it for me. But, again, if somehow the Jackets can pull off a W – I will be ecstatic, and I will be firing off tweets. I'll be loving it. Actually, I won't be loving it as much as if I would have bet on them. So I will say that. So that'll be a sacrifice that I'm making, okay? Huge of me. Huge of me to make that sacrifice. I can't say that enough. But, yeah, so should be a good one. Jackets, Pens tonight. I'll be back on later this weekend to talk more about that and just kind of recap that game. But also, how about this from Cam Atkinson? Cam Atkinson said that when he's done playing for the Flyers, he's going to move back to Columbus. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, right? Like, he's not choosing one team over the other. He's just saying, well, he is choosing one team over the other. He's choosing the Blue Jackets. He's choosing Columbus. He's choosing this city. Kind of, I guess, the slower but cleaner lifestyle that you can have out here, right, in Columbus. And the more intimate hockey community. And, yeah, I mean, he's got his freaking Battery Academy out in where the crap is that? Pataskala? I have no idea. I've never been out to the Battery Academy. Haven't gotten the invite. I'm not elite enough for that yet. So, all right, everybody. Well, have a good rest of your Friday. Drink plenty of liquids tonight. Alcoholic liquids, if you would. I saw our friends CBJ Artillery. They are unveiling their new beer over at the Cricket Can. That would be something pretty cool to check out. I highly recommend you go party with those dudes. They are so much fun to watch a hockey game with. And, yeah, let me see if I can get more details on that. Yeah, that is tonight. Crooked Can, beer launch, and CBJ watch party. So if you don't feel like getting crammed up at our bar with millions of Penguins fans, let's just let the Penguins infiltrate the Schwei tonight, okay? Let's just, like, if the Blue Jackets are going to lose this game, lose with 5 million Penguins fans in the building, just be like, okay, fine, you guys can win this one. Congratulations. We're rebuilding, idiots. It's not that cool to win against us right now. We were launching our own beer over at the CBJ watch party, getting sloshed, betting on some props like Zach Werenski over 1.5 shots tonight. So suck it, losers. Yeah, go do that. That sounds pretty fun. I would be going if I could. I can't, but I love those dudes, Jordan, Kyle, and Warren. They're always solid. All right, that about does it. So tell your dog.